Welcome to the Love Journal, the show that spreads knowledge and love as a vibrational and energetic force. I am your host, Manasara Joseph. This show is for all light workers and truth seekers in our present-day world. I invite you to join us bi-weekly for new episodes. Don't forget to subscribe. Ready? Let's go. Hey everyone. Good morning. Welcome back to the Love Journal. This is the episode 5. I'm excited, really excited. And I'm also eager to watch us grow into something much bigger than this and inspire a whole lot of people. I want to say a huge thank you to the subscribers and those who tune in to listen to us. Very soon, we're going to switch into a weekly podcast. So every week, every Friday morning, we're going to get a new episode from us. So bear with us for now. Today's episode is titled Love versus Egoism. Inside of every man, inside of every being, I believe there's a war that goes on. There's a fight that we constantly have to put up with, except if we of course live in self-denial. We always talk to ourselves, there are these thoughts, there are these feelings, there are these actions we take, and sometimes we have to put our foot down to say no, I'm not doing this, or yes, I'm doing this. There's an ancient story which I once read. It's about an old Cherokee who sat all of his grandchildren down and then told them a story. He said inside him there's a war going on, there's a fight going on that he has to show up to every single day and fight. This fight is between two wolves within him. This same fight goes on in every single individual alive today. While he kept on telling the story, his kids were shocked and confused. But one of them summoned the courage to ask him, "Okay, Granddad, if this fight goes on in each and every one of us, which wolf is going to win? Which wolf is going to win?" Now, before then, the old Cherokee told them the differences between the two wolves. The first wolf, let's call it the black wolf, it gives in to the feeling of pride, anger, jealousy, envy, hatred, and a whole lot of all these negative emotions that we can associate with it comes from the first wolf. Then the second wolf has the attributes of joy, peace, happiness, and a whole lot of other positive virtues. It's a fight between the positive and the negative. It's a fight between light and darkness. Now, one of the granddaughters went ahead to ask, which one of these wolves are going to win? The grandfather took a deep breath, was silent for some time. Then he responded, "The wolf in which you feed is that which will win." What a beautiful answer. So I want us to take a few seconds to ask ourselves that. What wolf are we feeding in our lives? Do we constantly have negative feelings towards ourselves and towards others? That can change today. That can change this week. That can change this month. That can change within a year. It all depends on which wolf you feed henceforth. Yeah, he brought up that story to marry it to what we're talking about today, which is love versus egoism. We can say one of the wolf there, which is the white wolf, is love. Then the black wolf is the ego. The more we feed the feelings and the impulses of love, the more loving beings we become. And the more we feed the impulses of the ego, the more the black wolf takes over. First, to be able to understand the conflict between love and egoism, we first of all need to understand what love is and what the ego is. We should be able to draw a clear line between both, and we should be able to understand the conflict between the both of them. This is an introduction to the whole concept of love versus egoism. So this entire episode is just going to scratch the surface, and hopefully in future episodes we are going to go deeper in it. What is love? What is love? As we saw in previous episodes, I defined it there, but for the sake of those of you just joining us, I'm going to go over it again. In my own understanding, Love is the harmonizing and the revitalizing force of the spiritual universe. Love is a feeling of longer lasting duration and it stems from our spirits. It is the only thing that can fill up that void and that emptiness that we often feel as human beings at various times. Always remember, God is love. See, when God steps into the life of an individual, like we often say, He brings His peace, He brings His love, He brings all of those virtues that the white wolf brings into our life, and He keeps feeding us with these things. One of the major feelings that He gives to us is the feeling of love, genuine love, happiness, and peace of mind. Love is of a longer lasting duration and it stems from within. It's like a flame, it's like a fire that we light from within ourselves that keeps us warm. Now, what is ego on the other hand? Ego simply means the lack of love. Ego simply means the lack of love. Or like the story I said earlier, ego could be the black wolf, the wolf of negativity within us, and each and every single human being has it, each and every one of us. It just depends on who we feed. Whichever wolf we feed takes the forefront of our habits, of our characters, of our thought patterns and what have you. All of the sufferings, the destructions, the hatred, the wars, the hunger, extreme poverty is indeed a lack of love. Now, the collective egoism of the human race in general, the collective egoism of the human nature, has turned this earth into a living hell. The more we grow and the more we evolve in love, our collective love can also bring about true happiness and joy to humanity. The more we embrace love, the more we feed the white wolf within us, and the more each and every one of us make it a point to feed this white wolf from the inside, that inner transformation begins to reflect in our outer world, and it can bring heaven here on earth. It can bring true happiness, it can bring joy, and it can bring peace or peaceful coexistence to humanity at large. The outer world is a reflection of what we carry on the inside. So if we can individually achieve this inner transformation, the outer world, our outer world, will follow suit. It will become a paradise for us to live in. As without, so within. Everything we see on the outside today depends on what we carry on the inside. The ego isn't something that we should be ashamed of. Each and every single one of us have this ego within us to a certain degree. It just depends on who we feed. So the ego isn't something to be ashamed of, because we all have it at least to one extent or the other, and we always exhibit those traits to one extent or the other. However, it is something to be aware of. It's something that we should be consciously aware of so that we do not let it get the best of us. And most importantly, when we are aware of it, we can take conscious actions. We can take important steps to get rid of it and become more loving individuals. The spirit never dies and it is immortal. So if the spirit is immortal, it means learning to love is a process that doesn't end. It's a continuous process. It's a process that continues even after death. So it doesn't just end with the mortal body. Whatever love we develop doesn't just end the day we die, as that wouldn't make any sense, going through all of those lessons just to die and let it go. So yeah, like I said, it's a continuous process. Many a times, we experience various situations and various circumstances that in our own understanding, they are either good or they are bad. Come across situations that leaves us perplexed as to why these things are happening. You know, you hear phrases like, why me? What have I done to deserve this? Oh God, you love me so much. What have I done to deserve this? Why me? Whether good or bad circumstances, we always feel surprised as to why they are happening. Most of all, these situations and circumstances in which we go through, especially those of negative impacts and repercussions, are merely a test that intends to help us lose our egoism and grow in love. as a pilot, you don't become a skillful pilot without experiencing turbulence. And the more turbulence you experience while in flight, the more skillful you become. So also a sailor. You don't become a skillful sailor in a calm and a peaceful ocean. The more waves you get to battle with and overcome, the more skillful you become. So also it is with love. The more you've been placed and encounter habits and characters and projections from more egoistic humans, the more you can make that conscious decision and that conscious effort to say, no, I'm going to be better, I'm going to do better, and every action I'm going to take has to come from a place of love. Don't do things for love. Rather, we should do things from a place of love. Look at the life of Jesus as an example. I mean, he set the standard. He taught us how to show love to others, how to show love to our neighbors, how to show love even to our enemies. So I think we should emulate such a lifestyle. Now, the conflict. The ego goes hand in hand with our carnal nature, or the flesh if you like. Meanwhile, love, the feeling of love, stems from the spirit. These are two opposing forces. You can't serve the flesh and still please the spirit. You have to make a choice. There was a scripture in the Bible that says, they that love and worship God must do so in spirit and in truth. So in order to be in tune with your creator, you're not supposed to live solely for the benefit of the flesh. You're not supposed to live carnally, but instead we are supposed to live in spirit and in truth. We're supposed to at least have a conscious relationship with our spiritual nature, and in turn having a relationship with God, the creator. The more we pay attention to our fleshy desires, the more we quench and silence the spirit. And the more we pay attention to spiritual matters, the more we continue to grow in the spirit, thereby increasing our vibrational frequencies of love. Here's an illustration to help us understand better. See, the flesh wants pleasure in so many ways. The flesh loves pleasure and comfort, and one of it is sexual pleasure. And the more we pay attention to the flesh and these desires, the more these feelings come back, the more these emotions, these temporary emotions come back, and the more we keep paying attention to them, it gets to an extreme. On that extreme, we could find the rapists. We could find people who abuse women because they couldn't control those desires anymore. When the desires come, it takes over them and it controls the way they act, the way they think. That's because the spirit itself has been silenced and they've relinquished a good part of their power to these particular desires of the flesh. Same goes for lust and for material things. The love of material things. On the extreme, we could find ritualists. We could find the greedy and the corrupt politicians. When you take away profits, peace is what is left after war. That is to say, war is done solely because of the profit. So if you take away the profits they get from it, all you have left is peace. Remember, God is love. The more we love, the more we become like the creator. As usual, I'll be in the comment section, willing to share ideas and grow together with those on YouTube. For those listening to this on the various podcast platforms, check the description. I'm going to be dropping links where you can review this podcast, where you can also comment, and I'll be there to respond to those comments. Feel free to share your opinions. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast as well. Share it with your friends so they can also tune in and listen to what we have to say. God bless you as you do so. Until next time, one love and peace. Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in once more. We are growing and I would want to appreciate each and every one of you who listen to this podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, review and share this podcast with your friends. One love and God bless you.